Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So many stories in human history involve the crossing of waters. Israel was enslaved in Egypt, and when they cast off their bondage, the Red Sea blocked their way to freedom. God caused the waters to part, and they walked on the dry land to the other side. And after they had journeyed through wilderness, they encountered another river, the Jordan River. And again, the waters parted, and Israel passed through to the promised land. If you're a descendant of European immigrants to North America, then your great-grandparents made a journey over the Atlantic Ocean to reach our shores in America. African slaves made that same ocean journey, but under dire conditions on a slave ship. And for those slaves who had escaped into freedom, their trek required them to pass through the waters of the Ohio River in order to reach the north. O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Isaiah voiced that promise to Israel while they were still in exile in Babylon. God was calling them home. Their years in exile were coming to an end. They would bid farewell to the waters of Babylon. Their tears of sorrow would turn into tears of joy. Soon their footsteps would lead them to the banks of the Jordan River. And like their forebears before, they would cross those waters into the promised land. On this first Sunday in Epiphany, we remember Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River. It marks the beginning of his ministry. John was baptizing people in the Jordan River. And this was the location where Israel entered into the fulfillment of God's promise. Twice before, Israel had entered these waters, first from Egypt and then from Babylon. And now, here's John causing quite a stir with his baptism in the Jordan River. People were wondering if perhaps John was the Messiah that they had waited on for so long. John makes it clear that he's not. If they think John is something, just wait. Someone else is coming forward, about to emerge, and this person will be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. As John's baptizing others, Jesus arrives to be baptized as well. Luke doesn't shed many details on the story, but what he does share gets right to the heart of the story. As Jesus emerges from the waters, the Holy Spirit emerges and descends in the likeness of a dove and lands on Jesus. And then the voice of God speaks from heaven, "You are my son." This baptism launches Jesus' spirit-filled mission. What begins as an unassuming baptism in the river ends with power and affirmation. Today we recognize all those who have been baptized. Baptized is a tremendous, tremendous gift. With this sacrament is the promise that we have been claimed by God. Again, claimed by God. We belong to God. It is a promise for a lifetime. For most of us here today, we received this tremendous promise when we were just babies. We likely don't remember the event at all, but we do have mementos from the day. You know, usually there's some pictures, and of course you get your baptismal certificate, and generally they're put into a memory box affirming that the act took place. While we might not remember our own baptism, we have witnessed many other baptisms. And every time we see one, it takes us back, doesn't it? takes us back to the same waters where we were claimed. And somehow we get wet. We get wet all over again. God's promise bathes over us. Baptism is a promise for a lifetime. It never ceases. The steadfast love of God is ours and will not let us go. Isaiah's words resonate with the promise of baptism. Do not fear. I have redeemed you. In baptism, the fear has been removed. Through baptism, we have died in Christ. Our sin has been drowned in its waters, and Christ was raised from the dead, and we have entered into this new life. We are born anew. We have emerged from the waters of baptism within Christ's redeeming resurrection. We walk now as Easter people. Ever thought about that? We are Easter people, and fear has no hold on Easter people. Christ's redemption and new life have claimed us, and in his redemption, there is no fear. No fear, for the perfect love of Christ casts out all fear. Isaiah continues, I have called you by name. You are mine. Baptism is a personal thing. In our baptism, we are called individually by name in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Friends, God has called you. You by name. You now belong to God. And no one can take what God has claimed. In baptism, we belong. We belong to God. We hear again from the prophet Isaiah, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. And the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God. Life is a journey. And that journey will include challenge and sorrow. Tragedy and trial await us all. But God has promised to walk with us, to walk every step of the way. We take with us this deep knowledge that we are not alone. The one who fashioned us, the one who calls us by name, the one who redeemed us is always near, always close by. And knowing this gives us a lasting and everlasting endurance. So as we pass through the waters of life's trials and troubled waters threaten to wash us away, we remember the wet promise we have received. In this wet promise, we remember there are other waters, holy waters. In them you were claimed by the Almighty for all eternity. And nothing shall be able to snatch us away from the hand of God. Amen. May grace and peace be yours in abundance in the knowledge of God and Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.